This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We are on all the great ESPN stations across the country, including ESPN Cleveland. Shout out to ESPN Cleveland for our gear today. And if you are part of an ESPN station across the country or you're listening on one, send us the gear. We'll display it. We'll rock it. We'll promote your station. Let's go. ESPN Cleveland, 850 WKNR in Cleveland. So shout out to them for sending us the great gear. We have the question out there. Your football team best associated with a movie this season, based on Diana Rossini's reporting in The Athletic that the culture with the Carolina Panthers would be like The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games, which again, yeah. Smalls, explain that quick reference here.
It's basically survive in advance, even if you have to kill somebody.
Great culture, it sounds like.
Great culture.
I mean, I don't know how else to describe it.
Exactly what they were going for.
Yeah,
The Hunger Games. That's exactly what. So, you guys have any you want to throw out there before we get to the calls on this?
Jet season, gone in 60 seconds.
That's good.
Do we need an explanation?
No, I think you're good on that one. Gone in 60 seconds.
It was quite literally gone.
Gone in 60 seconds.
That's a good one. Smalls, you got
okay,
one?
Okay, you asked me about the Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, you love talking about why we talk, like nobody talks about them, right? Nobody ever pays attention to
them. They're under the shroud of meh. We have what we consider to be a guy who should be a franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert, and we never talk about them. We never hold them accountable. To me, the Chargers are castaway. Justin Herbert is Tom Hanks. He's on an island. He's trying to get anybody to pay attention to him and find him. And Brandon Staley is like Wilson the volleyball, who's no help at all.
Brandon Staley is a volleyball?
He's
is
Wilson
that
the
comparison?
Volleyball, yes. He's no help at all. Justin Herbert's just trying to get out. He's trying to have somebody pay attention to him. And Brandon Staley's the volleyball. He's not helping my boy at all.
Wow. 888-SAY-ESPN is a number to jump in. Dr. Pepper call in line. Unsportsmanlike Nation. We're going to get to the conversation about the Steelers and the Patriots in just a couple of minutes. Well, I'll ask you guys quickly right now. The over-under for tonight at ESPN bet is 30.5.
Yes.
Would you take the over and under? And by the way, it is the first NFL game since December 26, 1993 to have a total over-under of 30.
Yeah.
Would you take the over or under?
I'm taking the over. Here's my reason. It has nothing to do with the two teams. It has everything to do with sports betting. 97% of the cash is on the under when it comes to point total.
Go the other way.
I'm going the other way.
Which means defensive and special teams touchdowns, basically.
I don't give a damn how they get there. I just need them to get over 30.5. What I need for both teams to do is score more than 15 points. That's all I'm looking for. That's all we need. Just score. If you can give me 16-15, we win. Cool. That's all I need. That's all I need, Smalls.
Based on what we've seen from the Pats, though, I don't see them. Well, I see their defense holding the opposition to the under, and I don't know if their offense can generate that many points.
Oh, my God.
Kyle Duggar, interception return for a touchdown. That's
Hello.
How you can do it.
Okay,
Hello.
There you go.
Right there.
Mitch Trubisky is playing quarterback.
I wish I had Mitch Trubisky. He's better than any quarterback I have
That's
on the Patriots
point.
Right
That's
now.
A great point. That's
Paulie
a great point.
In Chicago on ESPN 1000. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. As far as comps for teams, it's not a movie, but as far as the Jets go, though, when Michelle called, I think it was Michelle, said what a circus they are. It reminded me of the season of American Horror Story called Freak Show. And that was basically as soon as she said what a circus it was, I was like, that's it. I think that's what the Jets fans are going through. So thanks for taking my call, guys. I love waking up with you guys.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's a good one. That's a good show, too. Love America.
Oh, yeah. You can open up to TV shows, too. Yeah. TV shows and movies on this. Armando in Jersey watching on ESPN2. What's up, Armando?
What's up, guys? Calling from Florham Park. So, obviously, a Jets fan. But my movie is about the Cardinals. I think it's more like Major League. You know, they were trying to tank to throw the team to move it. And the team rallied behind Dobbs, and they were playing pretty well.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Because the Major League, the baseball movie back in the day, Charlie Sheen, et cetera, the whole thing is to tank, but they win too much.
Yeah.
They screw themselves by winning too much.
Totally.
Which is the Cardinals, because we've had the conversation, number 3 pick in the draft, and now Kyler's kind of playing well, and it's been kind of quiet. We don't hear about study hall or video games or anything like that.
But would you really feel like the losing wasn't worth it if you get Marvin Harrison Jr. to go with Kyler Murray?
No, but what if you go lower than that, though? What if you get Olu Fashanu, who I'm not saying is not good, the offensive tackle? Well, I have no idea.
You just took an offensive tackle in Paris Campbell from Ohio State in the first round. You don't need enough. Like, you want the wide receiver. You need the wide receiver.
So they're en route to Major League is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. They're en route.
Brian in South Carolina, listening on Sirius XM channel 80. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Listen, it's been well documented my allegiance to the New York Football Giants. I love them, and I love this movie, and it's Roadhouse. Because Tommy D's got that Swayze swagger. And let's be honest, though. I love the Giants. I love Roadhouse. But, like, I mean, Roadhouse isn't that good of a movie, right? They're not that good of a football team. And I love both of them.
I understand.
That's
where
fair.
You're
I see where you're
from.
Going with that. Yeah,
I understand that. It's like Giants fans want Tommy DeVito to be the guy.
Yeah. Oh, for
but
sure.
They know he's not going to be the
guy. Well, he's not going to be the guy, but Tommy DeVito is going to be around for a really long time. Like, to me, it's on the board that Tommy DeVito is around longer than Daniel Jones. As crazy as that.
Oh, I already have Tommy DeVito on the broadcast team.
He's a cult hero.
Oh, like, everybody
exactly,
loves him.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Now, does Tommy DeVito have that Patrick Swayze swagger, though?
Got more of the De Niro. Got,
yeah, exactly. The more De Niro, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Ray Liotta and Goodfellas.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's what it feels
nice
like.
Suits.
Tommy Cutlets. Yeah,
Tommy
exactly.
Cutlets.
Riley in Chicago. ESPN 1000 showing out today. We like it. What's up, Riley?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for keeping me company on my commute. Yeah, I'm a huge Miami fan. I'd say Fast and Furious series would describe them.
That's a really good one.
That's a really good one.
Now, I will say, I have to own something. I've never seen any of the Fast and Furious.
I haven't.
None of them.
So neither one of you have seen any of they got 10 of them.
Let me guess. The movie's about racing cars really quickly.
No, they're not.
I didn't even know that.
Well, maybe the first one.
He said only the first one.
It's about family, Michelle. Family.
Family.
The most important part of our lives. Family.
The most important.
Well, here's the thing, Smalls. The great part about the franchise is, Smalls, if you watch one, you've watched them all.
Okay, great.
That's the great part about it.
No. If you've watched one, you have to watch them all. That's the rule. They're amazing.
This is
the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of the
show. How many of them are there, Pat? It's 10 of them, right?
Yes, there are 10 of them and a spinoff.
So you're saying if Smalls and I go to the roof again to the Santa Claus exhibit, that we need to sit there, and if we watch one of them, we then have to watch the additional 9?
Wait, why would we be doing this in the Santa Claus exhibit?
I just wanted to point out that we were on the Santa Claus exhibit yesterday and how weird that was. But that we have to watch 9 more after that? You can't just watch the one?
And the spinoff. Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
They're amazing.
Space in Chicago, ESPN 1000 again. I like what's happening here. What's up, Space?
What's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
What's going on?
Hey, you know, I don't see how all these Chicago people called in and nobody talked about my Bears. Bear down, but we are, my movie is life. I mean, we are in a state of confusion. I just want mistrial. Mistrial, you know, it's just, we got Can't Get Right over there. It's just a lot going on.
Right.
I feel like I'm telling you, I'm in football.
Hold on. Who is Can't Space? Life. Space. Who is Can't Get Right? Please tell me who is Can't Get Right.
You know what? That for a second there, it was Evil School. So I tell you that. But you know, we got Justin. That's a trend that Torres can't get right, but yeah, man, we need some help over here, man. Chicago Bears. Man.
Oh, well, thank you for the phone call.
Justin Fields can't get right from life.
I just like the mistrial. This can't be real.
You gonna eat your cold bread?
Dallas in New Mexico on Sirius XM 80. What's up, Dallas?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Love your show. I just want to wish y'all a happy holidays before we get started. So, my team's the Chiefs. As far as this season goes, I kind of related to the classic film Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. Both professional men, good at their job, real friendly, attractive people. But at the end, they get in a little bit over their head. And I'm afraid that's kind of how that season is kind of tilting for us this year.
Interesting. That I didn't see coming. I would think something along the lines of like some sort of steadiness and waiting till the end and like we're good. Everything's going to work itself out. Like, they almost feel like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Like, all right, it may be sad in route to getting there,
mm-hmm.
but they get married at the end. It's going to be totally fine. Totally fine at the end of it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, your telephone number to join us in the Dr. Pepper call-in line. The movie that best describes, or TV show that best describes, your team's season so far in the NFL this year, off of the report, Athletic, Diana Rossini, saying that the culture with the Carolina Panthers is one of The Hunger Games.
Have you ever seen the movie A Marriage Story? Scarlett Johansson, Adam Driver?
No. Not familiar with it.
It's very good. It's about a couple that is going through a messy divorce, and it's really sad. And that is the New England Patriots.
Why, see why? I knew as soon as you said that, I understood where you were going, and I don't like that.
That's what it is. It's sad to see the end of the road happen.
Yeah. You're not sad about that.
It's sad.
You're not sad.
You don't want to see it end this way for one of the
alternatives. I don't want to see it end this way for you.
I don't want to see it end this way.
To be honest with you. As much as I don't want good things for the Patriots, I don't want you to be in misery the way that you
are.
Because right now you're in one of the first stages of grief, which is delusion.
Denial and delusion.
Like you think.
Oh, I still think they're winning the Super Bowl this year.
No. You think that Bill Belichick is still the answer to all of the problems that are going on in the franchise.
He's like, we could just go to therapy. We'll find a way.
No, it's not going to get better. Just give Bill one more chance. Give him some more time. He'll figure it out. No, he won't. He won't.
We've had some good times.
It's been trending this way since Tom Brady left. And maybe the Patriots way, just maybe the Patriots way, is really the TB12 method. Just saying.
I think that's going out of business too, by the way. It's even everything's bad around them. Mark in Texas on Sirius XM80. What's up, Mark?
Well, this one was just too easy. I've been calling the Dallas Cowboys the biggest men's soap opera since Jerry bought the team back in 89 and fire Tom Landry. But it's got to be compared to the show Dallas. And we just want to know who shot Jerry.
Well played. Well played.
My dad, I think, had a shirt growing up, Who Shot JR? Like, he had like a t-shirt for that show. And I was like, what is this? I didn't realize that was the whole thing around that TV show.
No doubt.
Dallas. So, yeah. By the way, all I could think about is these Mean Girls with the Packers from last year. Like, I know that I'm trying to think of a good one for the Packers this year, like Better Off Without You kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I keep coming back to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and the drama with the Jets and now this. And how this turned on the Pats, I have no idea. Okay, deep breath. All right, we'll get more of your phone calls in coming up.
Musa.
We do have a huge game this weekend between the Cowboys and the Eagles, but there is a storyline around this game that is a serious storyline that could also affect the football team, which we will get to coming up. But first, CeCe has this from Granger.
Yes, for the ones who get it done. Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio. Alone, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. One more movie comp slipping.
What's it got?
I think I got a good one.
What's up?
Houston Texans, CJ Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, Martin and Will, Bad Boys.
Okay, I see where you're going.
They're bad boys this year.
I see where you're going with that.
You didn't see it coming, and boom, now they're going to have like four movies. They're just going to be the bad boys of the NFL coming up here. I think they are going to be around for a long time,
okay,
those
I like
two
it.
Together.
I like it.
I think every time we're going to be like, give me more.
I like
give
it.
Me more.
Yeah.
All right, Dallas Cowboys have an interesting situation here. Their head coach, Mike McCarthy, underwent successful surgery Wednesday for appendicitis. an acute case of appendicitis. I don't know what is going to happen with him. None of us know what's going to happen with him in terms of his status. It seems like he is going to potentially coach this weekend against the Philadelphia Eagles in the biggest game of the NFL weekend. Our very own Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, was on NFL Live on ESPN yesterday and had this to say about McCarthy's potential absence.
I do not believe it affects anything during the week. They can still do everything necessary. I do believe it's a big deal, potentially, if he's not there on Sunday. If you asked one of the main reasons why the Cowboys have had this success offensively and certainly Dak Prescott, it's Mike McCarthy on game day. We have all raved about how good he has been play calling wise and tying things together and getting in a groove and seeing what the counter is. I've talked about this countless times. So if he's not there, that is a massive loss for that offense.
So, CeCe, there's two things I want to find out from you as somebody that played 11 years in this league and obviously won a Super Bowl. There's the big picture of what the coach does during the week that is irreplaceable, and then the specifics of Mike McCarthy this year with the Cowboys.
Well, I think during the week, the head coach is trying to outline the game plan, the path to victory for the team, right? And that's in all of the drills. That's in everything that everybody does. So you have your format, your structure of how the week goes. Most teams do their first and second down install of the game plan on Wednesdays, third downs on Thursdays, and then you've got red zone, short yardage, goal line, 2 minute on Friday. So that's how an NFL week is laid out in terms of the aspects, the parts of the game plan that you're working on. But throughout that whole time, the through line is the head coach trying to reiterate the pathway for team success. Now, in terms of the operation, I don't know that it changes anything materially that Mike McCarthy is not there during the week. But I will agree with Dan. Game day is a big thing. And we've highlighted the fact that Mike McCarthy has been great in terms of diagnosing opposing teams and being able to throw wrinkles at them off of some of the plays that he's shown them early on in the game that allow his team to take advantage of certain matchups and hit teams for big plays. Mike McCarthy has been great when it comes to the X's and O's. Mm-hmm. But Mike McCarthy has always been good when it comes to the X's and O's. That's never been a question. The biggest question has been his game management and his ability to instill discipline in his team and overall being able to, again, put his team in positions when it comes to closely contested ball games to be on the winning side of it. That's where Mike McCarthy has struggled since he's been the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And certainly him being gone for several days of prep throughout the week is not going to help matters going up against one of the best teams in all of football.
And an angry team who's going to want to come out and make a statement after the 49ers embarrass them, quite frankly. And you're right, Mike McCarthy has been great at the X's and O's and calling plays. The Cowboys are first in points per game, fifth in yards per game since Mike McCarthy has become the singular play caller. So not only the preparation that will change, but the in-game stuff, you do wonder if that's going to be something that will put the Dallas Cowboys at a bit of a disadvantage if he's not there on the sideline.
No doubt. And let me also clear up one thing. When it comes to the actual plays that the team wants to run and the downs and distances that they want to run certain schemes, that stuff is put in by the coaches on Monday and Tuesday. Oh. So when the players are off, they've got their off time, you know, early on in the week, that's what coaches are doing during that time. Now, you hear about coaches pulling all-nighters in the office. Those are the days that they stay in the office all night, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Because the day he's looking at the Eagles. He's
breaking down the tape. They're looking at what they thought their plan for this opponent would be back in the offseason. They're tweaking it now based on who they are as a team and who the opponent is. And then they're seeing, okay, these are the things that we do well. These are the matchups that we like, and these are the schemes, the X's and O's that can get us into those matchups. So that's what they're doing on Monday and Tuesday. That doesn't get affected with Mike McCarthy being out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But again, I go back to the aspect of outlining the path for victory to make sure that everybody is collectively on the same page. That matters when we start talking about competing against the best teams, because what will separate them is the thinnest of margins. Mm-hmm. It's going to come down to a handful of plays, just like it came down to a handful of plays back in Lincoln Financial a few weeks ago. This is going to be a closely contested game, and when you don't have your head coach being there throughout the week to harp on the things that will give you an opportunity to have success in that game, that doesn't help matters.
So let's work in extremes here for a second. Let's say you're somebody that thinks that the Cowboys are going to win this game this weekend, and part of your reasoning is, I really like what they've done on offense. The Eagles' back seven is not necessarily as good as they want it to be, and there's openings for the Dallas Cowboys. If Mike McCarthy is not there, would you change your pick? If you were already somebody that thought the Cowboys were going to win, is it that extreme where, hey, I can't trust that Brian Schottenheimer would call plays like Mike McCarthy would, and thus there has to be a drop-off that I factor in?
Yeah, I mean, coaching matters almost as much as quarterback matters. Like that, like that's the world we live in today's NFL. I mean, how often do we praise Mike Tomlin for being able to cobble together wins and being able to find a way to be 500 or better every single season, regardless of who his quarterback is? I'm not saying that quarterback is immaterial. What I am saying is the coach matters. And we can't praise Mike McCarthy and everything that he's done with this offense and with this team this year, and in the same breath says that it's not going to be impactful when you talk about a matchup between what a lot of people view as the second and third best team in the NFC.
Yeah, and if you're Dak and you're in that rhythm with the way that everything's going and you're having so much success, we're talking about him in the MVP conversation, and you remove that element with Mike McCarthy, how will that potentially disrupt him?
It would be huge, because there's a relationship, a rapport that you have with your quarterback and your play caller, right? Play calling in the NFL is more art than science. Mm. Sequencing plays, having a feel of the game, feeling the heartbeat of what's going on the field, that matters, but also knowing your quarterback and having that relationship, having that chemistry, it matters. I mean, since week 8, Dak Prescott has been on a tear. You're talking about a dude that has 20 touchdown passes. No one else is even close. The next closest quarterback has 12. So, I mean, that's how good Dak Prescott has been. Now, again, it's against a bunch of tomato cans in the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll see what happens when you have a step up in class. But, yeah, if Mike McCarthy can't be there on game day, that's huge. Now, I already, full disclosure, think that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this matchup.
Right.
But it would be even more one-sided without Mike McCarthy calling plays for Dak Prescott on Sunday.
Coming up, Damian Woody, NFL analyst for ESPN, will join us in studio. We'll talk to him about everything going on with his former team, the New York Jets, and others. Coming up next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, ESPN2, all of our great ESPN stations across the country, like ESPN Cleveland, sending us gear today. We love it. Along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you, and joining us in studio is Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst. You'll see him today at 8 a.m. Eastern on Get Up, on game day for the two of you, both Lakers fans. Lakers Pelicans tonight. Play-in tournament. In-season tournament.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you guys, both as Lakers fans, consider this a big deal today?
Winning is always a big deal to me. You know, like, I just think that for the Lakers, I'm getting good vibes from the Lakers right now. Like, I think that, now, this is going to be an interesting challenge against the Pelicans, because the Pelicans, you know, a younger team, got some young horses, some young dogs out there.
Which means young guys in Vegas, so maybe they'll be tired tonight.
They might not know how to manage the situation, right? You know, we got some grizzly vets on our team that been there, done that, so you know, they kind of stay focused on what the real prize is.
All right, you just walked me into something for the two of you that Smalls and I have to hear about. Not knowing how to handle the situation. Young players, NFL, big cities, fun cities. Is there a guide that vets like the two of you would say, hey, listen, here's what you need to do, here's what you can't do, here's where you can go, here's where you... I'm being serious on this.
Yeah, the whole plan is bring the party to you. That's the mantra. When you go into a fun city, you have your roster on deck, you bring the party to you. You talk to SEAM security. If you got to get a hotel room that's on a different floor, that's not on the secure floors for the team, then you can do that. Make sure the team personnel, the security guard, knows what you're doing.
Right.
Knows where you're at.
Big Dom is there to help.
Exactly. Big Dom can facilitate your greatness. That's how you do it. You stay in your room. You don't be out there in them streets. That was the rule of thumb, at least when I was a vet.
Damien?
I would say this. There's a lot of truth in what Chris said. I'm not going to get too much into it because, you know, the wife will be like, wait a minute, what's going on
I'm
here?
Not saying but, about no, you guys.
But I'm going to say this.
I wasn't married when I was in the league.
Right, exactly. But I will say this. NFL teams know what they're doing. When you go into those cities that's popping, whether it's Miami, you know, Houston, I could go on and on.
Atlanta.
You know what they're doing?
Now Vegas.
You know what they're doing? We're getting there like last second. We're going to get into town to take up all your time. But let us go to Buffalo. Let us go to Green Bay. Hell, we're going to be there first thing in the morning. We're going to be there all damn day because there ain't not a damn thing to do in those cities. So they not stupid now.
So you're on the Jets. You're flying in on a Sunday morning for the Dolphins. You're playing the Bills. You're there the week before.
Basically.
Got it. All right, let's start there, actually, in terms of the NFL stuff with the Jets. Zach Wilson is the guy they believe in. They're going to tell us now they believe in Zach Wilson. What is going on? How would you describe what's going on with your football team?
Well, I mean, Chris just, you know, before we got on air, he was like, how would you describe this Jets season? And then he was like, gone in 60 seconds. Like, that was literally like the perfect comparison right there. But listen, I think everyone pretty much saw what was sitting behind Zach Wilson at the quarterback position. Tim Boyle, the backup situation is awful, and a lot of people can point the blame at GM Joe Douglas for not addressing the quarterback situation, but that's neither here or there, nor there. But Zach Wilson does give the Jets the best chances to succeed because he's the most talented guy, clearly. He's the most athletic. He has the most arm talent. Now, there's a lot of other questions about the offense, but he does give them the best chance to win.
Okay, so here's the thing. If the Jets continue to trend in this direction, mm-hmm. if they lose out, that will put them on a 10-game losing streak mm-hmm. going into the offseason. Who's on a hotter seat, Joe Douglas or Rob Saleh?
I think everybody comes back. I think everybody comes back because of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the number one figurehead in this whole thing. I think I contend that might happen actually. I mean, I know New England's in there, and New England's their offense is awful as well. But this thing absolutely could happen. But I could absolutely see everyone saying we're going to run it back because A-Rod got hurt. Like four plays into the season.
And he'll still have the same level of power, you think, in decision making?
Well, listen, I don't think you'll see A-Rod, you know, having to pick at a litter, like as far as players coming in like he did this year. Because mm-hmm. obviously we saw what happened this first go around. So but I do think they'll run it back with everyone.
Talk about Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst. You'll see him on Get Up at 8 AM Eastern. Patriots Steelers tonight.
Ugh.
You played for the Pats. I'm a Pats fan. It's miserable, obviously. Over-under is 30.5. If you had to go to ESPN Bet right now and make a bet over-under tonight for that game. 30.5 is the lowest we've seen in 30 years.
Yes. I don't see how either team gets there. I mean, we might be looking at historically bad offense tonight.
Yes.
Like, I don't think – if I'm putting money down, I'm putting it on the under. That's how bad I think – both of these
like 16, 15 feels too much for you.
I got to ask Damien this question. This is important. 97% of the cash is on the under when it comes to point total bets this game.
Yes.
So even you're going to go with the 97% of America. You're going to agree. Because you know what happens. They put 97% of the cash on.
I know.
And it you know, yeah. So I'm asking you.
I would probably slide a nice bundle on the over just because everyone's
just
going to.
Just out of GP?
Just out of GP. But I do not think this thing is going to be – they're going to go over the point total. I do not.
Yeah.
Again, 16-15 feels too much for you.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes. In this game, yes.
It feels like this is going to be a brutal
one. I think if someone scores one touchdown, it could be like legitimate.
That's
the
dagger.
That could be it. So from one end of the extreme to the other one, a game that everybody wants to watch is Cowboys-Eagles. Philadelphia headed down to Jerry's World this mm-hmm. weekend. Mike McCarthy not going to be with the team during the week. He just had surgery for appendicitis.
Is that a big deal, not a big deal, somewhere in between? Where say you?
I don't think it's a big deal. I think he'll be there on game day.
Okay.
I think I think the other coaches would, they'll take up the slack as far as game planning and all that type of stuff, but he'll be there on game day. There's been a couple instances where we've seen coaches have this similar situation play out, yeah. And they were there, literally came back like 2 days later.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that big of a deal for the Cowboys.
If we're standing in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers look absolutely dominant.
Yeah.
When healthy, they are dominant. Mm-hmm. So when I'm looking at this matchup, I'm wondering which of these two teams is going to be the biggest challenge for San Francisco. So where would you put your money, Dallas or Philadelphia?
Boy, I would say that's a very good question. Right now, I'm kind of leaning towards Dallas, only because when I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they're not the team that they were last year. And what I mean by that is what made them so deadly last year was because the quarterback run game. The quarterback run game was so much of a staple of their offense. And I know that Jalen Hurts has been hurt, obviously he's not running that much. But I also think the Philadelphia offensive line isn't as good as it was last year. And I think that's going to factor into this Dallas Cowboys game, because the one area where the Cowboys defensively tend to struggle is stopping the run. And I don't think Philadelphia runs the ball nearly as well as they did last year, which will play right into the Cowboys' strength.
You just said something. I'm talking with Damian Wood, ESPN NFL analyst, who's going to be on Get Up today, 8 a.m. Eastern, about the QB run game and that Jalen Hurts are not doing it for whatever the reasons, and you just gave a bunch, this year as much as they did last year. This weird kind of path of quarterback can run and pass. He becomes a franchise quarterback because he can run and pass. Once he becomes a franchise quarterback, we can no longer let him run as much. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, even Lamar to some extent. How do you actually take what got a guy there and continue it once you pay him that kind of money?
Well, I think a lot of the times, when you have these dual threat guys, it's like a bridge until they fully blossom into that franchise guy, that he doesn't need to use his athletic ability as far as running the football. You look at Lamar Jackson when he came in. Mm-hmm. You're not going to take away that tremendous athletic ability as far as running the football. That's the bridge in as far as, yes, we want to incorporate the run, but also helping him develop as a passer, as a quarterback in the National Football League. Same with Josh Allen. Josh Allen, tremendous athlete, not as polished as a passer. So what we're going to do is we're going to utilize his athletic ability as a bridge until they're fully what I call blossomed as a quarterback. And I think that's what you're seeing from these young guys as they get older and as their athletic ability starts to wane. By that time, they should be fully ready to go from the neck up, as far as processing in the National Football League.
Yeah, QB run game standardizes the defense, makes it a cleaner picture on the back end when it comes to coverages. But, Damian, you just brought up Josh Allen. He's on the road this weekend at Arrowhead against the Chiefs, who are also coming off of a loss against the Green Bay Packers. Who is this game going to tell us more about, Buffalo or Kansas City?
I think Kansas City. I think the struggles that Kansas City has had on offense, we're waiting for something to happen offensively. It really hasn't happened. That game against the Raiders, it was the Raiders.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Okay, now you –
what we saw in the second half was an outlier. That's not who they are in second half.
That's correct. So, going up against the Bills, I know it's not the same Bills defense that we've been accustomed to seeing, but this Bills team is a much better team than the Raiders. I think that I need to see more from – okay, who's behind – do we have any type of reliable target outside of Kelce?
No.
That's the one thing.
No.
You know,
no, the answer is no.
Like, Rashee Rice, everyone talks about –
you're going to Sky Moore on third down with less than 5 minutes to go. And that tells you everything you need to know.
And so my question is, when you get to the postseason – that's the area of concern for the Kansas City Chiefs. If they don't have home field advantage and they got to go on the road, who are the guys that Patrick Mahomes can count on outside of Travis Kelce?
The team that beat the Kansas City Chiefs last week, the Green Bay Packers, 3-game winning streak. They beat the Chargers, the Lions, and the Chiefs. Do you think Jordan Love is the guy?
I think the Green Bay Packers are a scary team.
I think
if the Green Bay Packers make the playoffs, which I think they will, they're going to be a team that not a lot of teams in the NFC want to play, because they got a young ascending quarterback. They got a bunch of young, talented, skill position players. They're young, but they're very explosive, and they got hunters on the defensive side that, you know, Rashawn Gary and company that can get Kenny after Clark, the quarterback. Yep, Kenny Clark as well. So watch out for Green Bay.
Oh yeah,
watch out that team. And Chris, you know this. There's always like one or two teams towards the end of the year. They come on, and then next thing you know, they make noise.
They catch somebody slipping in the playoffs.
There you go. And I think Green Bay is literally one of those teams that can do that.
They have such a winnable stretch, too,
yes,
to finish the season.
It is so easy to see that they are going to be the hottest team in the offseason. Everyone is going to be picking them for next year to make a run to the Super Bowl. They have the youngest skill position players. They're young all around. Everyone's going to buy in on Jordan Love. It is so easy to see how hot the Packers are going to be and how much drama the Jets are going to
have.
So
they're going to be
with the Rodgers.
They're going to be next year's version of the Detroit Lions.
100%.
Good comp.
But with more long-term future because they have a younger quarterback. They're going to be the hottest offseason team. Damian, great job as always.
Yep,
we do appreciate
it.
You'll catch him on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And hopefully we catch you at your house with a real Christmas tree. It's time for an incredibly important message this holiday season. If you want to help save the American Christmas tree farmer, get real and keep it real this holiday season by buying real Christmas trees. Buying the fake Christmas tree means American farmers could actually be losing their jobs. Think about it. If they have less trees to plant and take care of, well, then they're not going to have jobs. Plus, there are plenty of benefits towards buying the real Christmas trees, like creating those real, authentic holiday memories, and they're safer for the environment. Buy real Christmas trees at Lowe's. They're available there or wherever Christmas trees are sold. And get more information online, plus participate in cool contests at GetRealKeepItReal.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Aloha, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. What a fascinating couple of minutes here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Before we get to Pat Smalls.
There's a lot going on.
Well. So during the commercial break, I wanted a little energy boost. So I always bring a Celsius with me to the show every day. And it was in my bag, and I opened it, and it went everywhere.
Right.
All over me, all over my computer, because it was my bad. I had it in my bag. It was shaking around. So then it went all over me. I jumped up, and I had my earpiece still connected. So I then knocked it over. It went everywhere. Then we had our lovely hair and makeup crew coming in trying to touch us up as we were trying to clean up. Then they tripped over my computer cord, which...
And then they took your computer cord with them. You know,
right?
They took her computer cord. It's in the other room now.
That happened.
It's fine. We have enough juice to make it. But yeah that was a very eventful, like two minutes and 12 seconds.
All right. With that, we say hello to Pat Costello, our producer, who, of course, every single day presents us different things throughout the show that annoy him in life. With I'm Over It and your sponsorship, he spells it incorrectly, here on his shirt and hat for I'm Over It, Pat.
Yeah, it's still available. There's plenty of real estate if anyone's looking for a sponsorship. I'm open to it. Anyway, stop putting your life recipes, your life story at the beginning of recipes online. I'm so tired of this. I've been trying out new recipes, and I feel like there's 10 paragraphs of, like, what inspired you to make a shepherd's pie. I don't care. How much garlic is supposed to be in it? How long am I supposed to cook this thing? What are we doing with recipes?
Thank you, Pat. I don't need to scroll for 22 minutes to get to the ingredient list. No one cares. And I know it's just a vehicle for them to work in the sponsors, the sponsorships that they have for said blog post. Nobody cares. Just give me the ingredients. Just give me the directions.
Just curious, though, like, how do you know if the recipe is actually good? Like, if you're going to these blogs, you're going to these different posts, how do you know if it's an actually good recipe? How you separate the real ones from the fake ones?
I judge a recipe by the photos.
By the photos?
Yes.
Really?
Pat, do you do the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And
so
just
it all
the ingredients
comes down to the
general.
Photo.
You can kind of tell based on the ingredients whether something's going to be delicious or not.
Okay.
Also, you kind of just have to have blind faith in yourself to do a good job cooking it.
Pat really is a chef. He like it's really
loves
impressive.
To cook. Pat loves
have
to
you
cook.
Had his cooking?
No, have you?
Then how do you know he's a chef?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Well,
he made all that stuff on
never ate any of his food, but he really is a chef.
He does cook a lot. How about that? He cooks a lot?
Just
because
he cooks a lot doesn't mean he's a good chef.
So
doesn't mean he's a
good
cook.
If you had to give a letter grade. No, here, I'll do it this way. If you had to associate an NFL team's performance this year with how you would assume Pat's cooking to be, which team best would represent Pat's cooking in your mind?
The Chargers. Because he likes everything beige.
Wow, I would probably say Minnesota Vikings-ish.
Like, almost there.
Like, hit or miss.
Yeah.
Almost there.
Okay.
Just, I mean, depending on, you know, your mood, how sober you are, it actually might be good.
I've never been more insulted in my life.
I actually think he's the Packers. I'm telling you, I think he's the Packers. I'm going to tell you why. I feel like the more reps he gets, the more experience he has, I actually think he could be pretty good at it.
But he's not there now.
No.
You asked me the question about now.
Yeah, I'm there now. Guys.
Yeah, oh, you are? Now. So who are you, Pat? Compare yourself to a team.
I'm like the Dolphins.
Fast and Furious?
Wow.
Explosive, electric, amazing.
You want your food to be explosive? Because I don't. I don't want my food to be explosive.
Pat, didn't you say you like everything
beige? Make sure
everything
you got
beige?
A box of,
Ken,
make sure you got a box of matches when you go eat Pat's cooking.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's explosive.
Yeah, not the word you want to use for cooking. Next one, Pat.
Explode.
By the way, the beige thing, Michelle, only on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah. I'm over how smug SEC fans are and the SEC can be in general. Like, we get it. You've got good teams. Guess what? So does every other conference in football. Everyone has good teams.
No.
It doesn't mean more in the SEC.
Yeah, it
sorry.
Does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. By the way, congratulations, ESPN, on getting the SEC coming up this year. Pat Costello is the one who said he doesn't like it. Just want to be clear on that.
Stop being so smug about your fan base.
No, but when you're that good and when you've been on top for so long, you can be smug.
Yeah.
You can be smug.
Like, I say it all the time about myself.
It's two teams, though.
I went to a Big Ten school. You went to a Big Ten school.
CC's a fan of Big Ten.
CC's a Michigan fan. We're all Big Ten people.
Yeah.
Our conference is nowhere near the SEC.
I mean, you're saying it's two teams, but all they do is win national championships. They alternate winning national titles.
Right.
Like that's what,
except
that's
for
what
all
happens.
The years that they didn't.
Oh,
what
well, you mean like when LSU
when was that?
Did,
yeah,
when they were wearing leather helmets? When did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about LSU. We're talking about
Clemson.
Florida. We're talking about Georgia. We're talking about Alabama. I mean, how many?
When was the last time a non-SEC Clemson. School won it? Clemson, right? How many
Ohio
years
State
ago
State
was
won?
That?
Ohio State won, yeah, that's true.
Florida State won.
5 years ago?
So Florida State won the one with Jameis. Yeah, but
2016,
I mean,
2016,
like,
yeah.
Pat, this is all you need to know. So how many big programs are trying to defect to the SEC or will continue to defect
including
to the SEC?
Including FSU.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
That is exactly all. The only barometer you need is that's where everybody wants to go.
Agreed. Anything else, Pat?
I guess that's it. Yeah, I mean, I could give you one more. If
no,
you
that's
want
fine. We'll get. All right, go ahead.
I think that we've run out of superheroes to put in movies. I feel like we hit the peak of superhero movies, and now we're just trying to like grab any comic book superhero that we can and throw them in a movie. I like a superhero movie. Love Spider-Man, but like, do we need Spider-Man's fourth friend from like a comic book from 1965? I don't think we do.
Probably not.
We do a movie on Spider-Man's sixth cousin, like once removed. But what's the trigger for this? What movie came out or what superhero was featured that you said, really, this is what we're doing now?
I don't even remember specifically. I just remember seeing one and being like, okay, we've gone too far.
Okay.
That's enough.
All right, there he is, Pat Costello with I'm Over It. So Greeny yesterday.
I'm just sitting here looking at this. Only one non-SEC school has won a national title since 2015. So the last 8 years.
Yeah. I mean,
what are we talking
about? Yeah, but it's just the same two teams.
No, it's actually three teams.
LSU.
But, it's
okay. Okay, throw LSU, and who's been terrible since?
Hey, you have the Heisman Trophy winner potentially this
right,
year.
What?
I mean, Jaden Daniels is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they're going to win the title this year?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we're talking about the quality of talent and competition being on another level.
I was going to throw out something that Greeny said, but now we're about Josh Allen, which we can get to. But let's stay on this for a second, because what are we actually complaining about? That the best team in college football always wins a national championship, or wins a national championship a lot because the SEC always has the best teams? Or that the team that wins a national championship usually has players that we see on Sundays? Isn't that the whole point?
I mean, since 2006, I'm just looking at it. This is insane.
Well, Florida, twice.
Since 2006, there's only been four non-SEC schools to win a championship.
FSU, Clemson, Ohio State.
Clemson twice.
Ohio State.
Oh, so okay, so four total championships, but three schools.
Yeah, three schools.
But based on Pat's
logic. Since 2006.
Right, so Pat, is your logic then, well, they shouldn't have been in there, they were just biased for the SEC? Or, I mean, like.
That's
nuts. I would ask how many teams from the SEC won championships that, what was it, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, LSU? Is that it?
That's a lot.
That's 14.
That's four teams.
What are you talking about?
You just said it was four. That's also four.
Right. One conference versus everyone else in all of college football. The SEC is just better.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Canty, and Michelle.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.